scrolling, but other than that, you can write on them, you can do whatever you like. Not that we have to really link it to Asara B'Tevet, but the truth of the matter is, after having a pretty fast day yesterday, Asara B'Tevet ends about the same moment in New York as it does in Yerushalayim, which is very helpful. It's a short Tanit, at least in this hemisphere, in these areas of the world. But it really, I think, could cause us to ask the question, to what extent is Yahadus an ascetic religion? And the answer would seem to be not very. Right? We have Taniyot every so often. We have other Sigufim, other kinds of self-abnegation, some denial of self. We have restrictions of Halacha, of course. We have Yisurim. But I don't think anybody would think that Yahadus is very ascetic. And I'm not going to change that view. What I do want to discuss, though, with you tonight is what turns out to be a major machloket, you know, what we would call in yeshivish circles a velt machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban on this question. There's halacha involved, there's hashkafa involved, and we'll talk in the end about how to try to bring these things together. But let's look at this material first. I'll let the material speak for itself. And folks, we have, you know, some time. You'll get out in time for dinner. I've been told exactly when. It's fine. You'll eat Baruch Hashem, and Yetz Hashem. But please, if you want to ask questions, you want to clarify, by all means. Let's start with the Rambam on the side where it says, Rambam Mishneh Torah Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos. The Rambam starts out in the third chapter of Hilchos Deos in a very almost poetic way to make a big point. Shema Yomar Adam. Hawil v'hata'ava v'hakavod v'kayotze v'hem derach ra'ahein u'motziyin et ha'adam min ha'olam. Lest a person say, there are all kinds of bad things or bad drives or bad urges that can affect a person. Ta'ava, kavod, some texts of the Ram even have kin'ah, jealousy. There are desires, there's honor. All of these things can lead a person astray. Derech ra'ahim u'motziim et ha'adam min ha'olam, that can cause a person to go down the wrong path, to put it mildly. And a person says, I have a solution. In order to avoid these problems, efrosh mehen biyoter ve'rachek letzad ha'acharon, I will go completely in the opposite direction. I will pull myself completely away from these possibilities. Ad shelo yochal basar v'lo yishteh yayin, so that a person will not enjoy in any way, I'm not talking about fressing or over-fressing, but a person won't enjoy in any way good food, proper yayin, v'lo yisa isha, person won't get married, v'lo yeshev b'dira na'at, person won't live in a nice house, they'll live in a hovel, v'lo yilbash malbush na'at, ela hasak v'hatzener, akasher, person will wear sackcloth. This, by the way, the Ram probably didn't pick this up by accident. It's well known, and his son Rav Avraham ben Arambam was involved in a Jewish version of this. There were Sufis, there were certain mystics living in Egypt at the time of the Rambam, and they really wore what we call hair shirts. They said, listen, a person, the world is terrible, and you have to really afflict yourself. Even the clothing that you wear, I always think of when I was about 5 years old, my mother bought me a new Rosh Hashanah suit, and it was very itchy. And I didn't like that suit, and I had to wear the itchy suit. I always think of this Rambam, but this is more than an itchy suit. This is really sort of a way of living, to deny all pleasures as a way of not having a problem. Rambam says somebody who does that, Kayotze b'hem gon komrei Edom, and he mentions, actually here, komrei Edom suggests Christian priests, but in any case, some other religions. Gamzu derech ra'ahi v'asur lelechba. This is equally terrible. And this is vintage Rambam. If I have a problem on one side, I don't go to the other extreme. This is Hilchos Deos. I kind of keep it down the middle. Hamahalech b'derech zo nikra chote. In fact, someone who will take this radical step the other way is called a sinner. What's the Rambam's proof text? Harehu omer b'nazir, because the Torah says with regard to the nazir, v'chiper alav me'asher chata al hanefesh. The nazir brings a karban chatat at the end of his term because he has sinned. What was the sin? Nazir is pretty good, right? Nazir stays away from all wine products. Nazir stays away from all tumah. Nazir grows his hair, not in the, in my day we would call it the hippie sense, but that was the late Middle Ages, we'll have to come up with another term, right? Grows his hair religiously, right? Hanazir, right? Shayoshev Cohen's father, Hanazir HaKadosh, right? That's a pretty good thing. But the Torah still calls the Nazir who did this well a chote. How much more so, says the Rambam, for someone who stays away from things for quote-unquote no reason. Amru chachamim, and he quotes a chazal to this effect, umayim nazir shalo pireish ele min hayayin tzarich kapara. All the nazir doesn't do, right, not coming in contact with tum'ah, is not going to really miss something for the nazir, right? We're kohanim. This is a pleasure not to come into contact with tumak meit, if we can have that privilege, right? But here, the only thing he's really taking away from himself is the yayin, and yet he's called a sinner because of that, according to Chazal. Hamoneh atzmo mikol davar alachat kama vechama. Fikach tzivu chachamim. Here's a Yerushalmi shelo yimana adam atzmo elim mitvarim shemanaat Torah bilvad. There are enough mitzvot lo taseh. Keep those and you'll be in good shape. Don't make asur that which is otherwise mutar. And that's what the Rambam says at the end. Kach amru chachamim lo dayecha masha asra Torah. Elishata oser alecha dvarim acherim. So in a word, and not surprisingly, the Rambam says that self-denial, even if you intend it for a good reason, you're going to undertake self-denial, not, God forbid, to torture yourself or to harm yourself. Chas v'shalom. You're going to avoid tava, kavod, kina. You're going to do that to avoid all these possible vices, which are motzi in that adam in haolam. They have potent difficulties. Says the Rambam, going the other way, to the other extreme, is, in a word, a chait. Okay. Interestingly, Rashba, in his tshuvos, we won't really read it now, again, these are yours to keep, the Rashba, in one of his tshuvot, wonders why the Rambam paskins this way. He makes a very interesting point. In the Gemara and in Darim, there are actually three Tanaim who hold that Nazir is Nikra Chote. And we need this for later, which is why I'm mentioning it now. And that's what's called a Shita. We call it in the Beis Medrash a slam. If you have a slam, you have three Tanaim, we don't paskin that way. That's too good to be true. So the Rashba wants to know, how does the Rambam know how to paskin this way? You have the Amar Shmuel. That's not actually the biggest problem here. The most interesting problem here is, how does the Rambam get this? How does he know this? And I'll tell you, just to sort of give you a hint, and then I'll ask you to guess. One of the three Tanaim who hold that Nazir is a Chote, are Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, not the same person, and Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, with a kuf, interesting name. In any case, the Rambam does paskin this way, that's fine. But the real question that I had was, this is a very beautiful opening. The Rambam gets almost like kind of lahavdil Shakespearean here. Shema yomar adam ha'il v'hatava v'hakavod v'kayotza v'hem derech ra'ah. Why doesn't the Rambam just say, don't take life's problems by going to the other extreme. Don't avoid life's vices, honor, desire, and so on, by going the other way. You know, be a mensch, stay in the middle. Anybody know who says kina, kavod, and tava motzin et adam min haolam? I assume you might have some idea where that is. Where is that? Mishnah? Excellent. Anybody have any idea who says that in Pirkei Avot? Dumb. No, I'm not going to sing a Jeopardy song. Anyway, anybody? I'm just off the plane, have to be nice. Anybody have any idea? Mio Meritza? You can look it up, and what you do what you'll find when you do look it up is the Tana Rabbi Lazar HaKapor. So listen to this. How does the Rambam know to do this? I've never seen anybody comment on this. I'm sure somebody must have, so I'll keep it as mine until you tell me who said it, and then I'll have to be moda that it's not original to me. But the same Tana who holds that a Nazir is a Chote, a Lazar HaKapar, is the Tana who enunciates the principle of Kina, Kavod, and Tava, take a person out of this world. Meaning, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar is well acquainted with the existential problem that the Rambam is raising. And yet, he didn't propose becoming a Nazir. He didn't propose self-affliction. He considers the Nazir to be problematic. You know, of course, that the Nazir, on the one hand, the Torah calls the Nazir a Chote. He has to bring a Karban Chatat. But the Torah also calls the Nazir a Kadosh. Take a look at the Parashat Nazir and also we'll see a little bit tonight. It's not coming up till being hit by Midbar, but we can learn ahead. I know we're only up to Shmot, but we'll end up Reishit, but we'll get there. The Nazir is an interesting problem. He's holy, but he's a sinner. And that's what the Rambam says. There's a gain, there's a loss. Bottom line, though, from Rav Elazar HaKapor's intellectual biography, from this great Tana, the Rambam has a patent. And it fits very well, of course, with the Rambam's general approach of trying to stay with that mean. He never uses that phrase, golden mean, of course, but we know what he means about the mean. Yes, he means try to stay down the middle. Rav Elazar HaKapor knows the problems, the solution can't be nazir. So far, terrific. Trouble. The Rambam seems to contradict himself in this regard. In one case, in the second source, from Moreh Nevuchim, and we're working with the Hebrew translation, and it's a new one, which is why I had to fill in some of it myself, but in any case, it's a very good one. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim seems to like nidarim, vows and oaths taken to restrict oneself. That which he doesn't like at all in Deot Gimel Aleph, he seems to like an awful lot in the end of chapter 48 of the third part of Moreh Nevuchim. As you may know, and don't get nervous, we're learning Moreh Nevuchim. Stay calm. The first two books I don't understand either. The third book I understand a little because it talks about Tamei HaMitzvot. And you can get some very interesting insights into the Rambam's view of why Mitzvot ask us to do what they do. And so at the end of chapter 48, the Rambam takes up the mitzvah, the concept of restrictive nidarim. According to the Torah, if someone says, as the Gemara explains very clearly in Masachet Nedarim and other places, Ha'omer kikar ze alai, somebody says there's a loaf of bread here, perfectly kosher, perfectly good, and a person says, I am making this bread prohibited to me as a neder, kikar ze alai, it's usur. If the person then eats it without somehow removing that neder, it's an isur d'oraita. So there is a concept that the Torah allows assuring, prohibiting something to oneself. And the Rambam says very nice things about that. Look at my scrawl first and see if you can catch the dyslexic typo. It's there. The Kodem Lechem, before he writes what we're going to read in a second about Nazir, the Rambam writes, so read my scrawl. On the left, I have all kinds of excuses. Shekol Zeh, all that we're talking about here, and I just fill in for you, Nidrei Isur Kigon Kikar Zeh Alai, this ability to asher, to prohibit things on oneself, Lahargil Liknot, some texts have Lahaknot, Et Midat, here comes the dyslexic typo, Hahistapkut. The Torah wants people to learn how to be satiated and satisfied. Midat Hahistapkut, right? To be fulfilled, right? To say, enough is enough. And therefore the Torah has a whole parasha, not just about Nazir, a specific prohibition of wine, but the Torah has a whole complex of halachot about restricting oneself to perfectly permitted things. It's in the Torah. Ram says, good. That teaches midat hahistapkut, being satisfied with what one has, which is a very venerable and excellent midah. Right, I'm not done yet creating the stira, but you see what the stira is going to be. In Gimel Aleph, the Rambam says, there are all kinds of problems in the world. Don't prohibit on yourself more than what the Torah has prohibited. And here the Rambam is saying three cheers for Nidrei Isur, at least 2.5 cheers. Right? Lahaknot midat ahistakut, read my scroll with me a little bit more, v'lachsom tavat ha-machal v'hamishteh. To restrict oneself from enjoying their food too much. Not just in an unhealthy way, but just conceptually, be mistapek and what? And in fact, there's a Mishnah like that in Pirkei Avot. Amru, and that's Rabbi Akiva, but the Rambam, when somebody has a good idea, puts it in the plural. Amru nedarim siag leprishut. Making vows and oaths, prohibiting things to oneself, is a good way of staying away from things and teaching yourself how to stay away from things that should be prohibited. It's good practice. And it really makes the person. Just to add on, later on, where I have it in the print here, Ta'ama shel ha-nezirut barur ma'od. The Ram says nezirut is a wonderful thing. He ba'a la-hafrish mishniyat ha-yayin asher kilat harishonim ve-tachronim. The Rambam was something of a teetotaler. It's very interesting. Why? It's not Islamic influence. He believes that al-pi chazal. It's a very interesting discussion between Bachya, Chovas Halavavos, even Pakuda. Not a face-to-face discussion, but a conceptual discussion. Ram is very happy with Nizirut. Keeps you away from wine. Wine is not a good thing in the hands of people who can't control themselves and so on. All right? And I don't think the Ram is talking about addictions here with a capital A, but he certainly has it in mind, in the back of his mind here, right? And he says very nice things about the Nazir, and the purpose is l'shem harchakat yitera. It's good to push yourself a little bit extra away. Kidei shanashim yistapku. Here, printed correctly. And he ends up saying, and how do I know a Nazir is such a good thing? Ki mi shemit nazer mimenu nikra kadosh. In Hilchos Deos, what's the Nazir? Chote. And the Rashba wants to know why the Ram is passing that way. In Moreh Nevuchim, the Nazir flips over to be kadosh. Now I understand the Torah itself has both possibilities, but the Ram is appearing to be somewhat, I don't mean this personally, schizophrenic. When I do Hilchos Deos, Nazir is not good, vows of self-abnegation, wearing hair shirts, not living in a decent house, and so on and so forth, is terrible. And now I get to Moreh Nevuchim, and it's really the highest of the high. What's the answer? A couple of possible answers. The trendy answer and the correct answer. Well, there's the learning answer, the trendy answer, and the most correct answer. Let's do it that way. So you have at least three possibilities here. Yeah, anybody? Go ahead.
You could restrict yourself with being a Nazir, or restrict yourself with being a Nazir is quite extreme. And restricting yourself can be, I'm not eating, like a netiquette can also be something little, not so dramatic.
Very good logical suggestion, but. Good, no, good thinking, but. The Rambam puts the Nazir right in with those baskets each time.
Mm-hmm.
In Deos, Nazir is bad, other restrictions are bad, the whole thing is bad. Shema Yomar Adam, don't do that. In Moreh Nevuchim, Kikar Ze'alai, good. Nazir is Kadosh, good thinking. But the Ram doesn't make that move. He's an all or nothing man here, and he's going all or nothing both ways. We call that in America a politician. No, I don't. Anyway, go ahead. It's on tape. Anyway, wonderful. Go ahead. Please. Eeny, meeny. Go.
Okay. Is it possible that he's trying to point out that it shouldn't be a lechatchila situation where we're constantly making nazirim for ourselves so that like that's our first way of like, oh, I'm bad at this XYZ, so I'm going to restrict myself. Like, that's your first response. So instead, you should try to work it out.
Okay, so you are raising a very important point, which we will continue with in a moment, a very important point, which is, what is the reason for the restriction? I like the point so much, I'm going to not give it all away, but I'm going to push it a moment forward, right? In other words, is it a garden variety restriction? I may have a problem, let me have a restriction. Or is it mikuvan? Is it really directed? We're going to see that in a moment. So that's a very interesting way to try to resolve it. Good, we're going to work with that. That's part of the good answer. Go ahead.
I was going to say similar, because it depends on the intention of the person.
Oh, so we're going to get to that. I'll just tell you what the textual or trendy answers are. The textual answer that's acceptable is that the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim and in Mishneh Torah doesn't always agree with himself. Not because he's schizophrenic, God forbid. These are different works. First of all, Moreh Nevuchim is written in Arabic, and not the translation here is poor. This is the latest and greatest translation. But it's very hard to make these tight comparisons sometimes, so there's a learning point to take away. The trendy point, which I don't like, is the suggestion that many scholars have that Mishneh Torah is for the Hamonam, that's for the plain people. Moreh Nevuchim, that's for the fancy people. So the plain people don't know what to do with such nidarim. The fancy people, the philosophers, will know, you know, with these existential types of questions. I don't like that because generally, especially in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah and Hilchos Deos, the same Rambam who paskin this way philosophizes this way too. And you can see an awful lot of very good philosophy in Mishneh Torah. But that's a sort of an academic point which we don't have to pursue much further here, but I'm happy to take points on that too. Yeah?
I think possibly to modify that point a little bit.
Go ahead.
That instead of, like, if you're looking at the nature of the work, like perhaps like when he is discouraging nidarim, it's on like a halachic, more practical basis. Like we shouldn't in our lives be making nidarim right and left. But in Moreh Nevuchim, a more like philosophical, conceptual work, we should be internalizing the concept.
So that's very possible. We'll see how that works out in the end. But I would not like at the end to make that distinction so sharp between meta and, you know, mega. That's not the way I like to go, but it will come back. We'll come back. Good. So people are on the right track. Excellent. Just before we go there, one other Rambam in Mishneh Torah, just to show you that the Rambam doesn't seem to be even completely consistent in Mishneh Torah itself. Now, never mind the Mor Nebuchadnezzar problem. Look at Mishneh Torah, Perek Yud, Hilchos Nezirus, Halacha Yud Dalet, which I print at the end, Brich Rachmana Desayan, but bless God for helping us complete it. This is the last halacha in Hilchos Nezirus. The Rambam always saves last halachos for big kind of exit strategy, halacha and thought. So this is a very important Rambam, and look what he says. Ha'omer ha'reini nazir im esekach v'kach, or lo esekach v'kayotze b'zeh, ha'reize rasha. Oh, interesting. If somebody makes a vow of nazirus, and again, nazirus is a form of restrictive vow. Instead of saying, this bread is prohibited to me, it's basically saying, this wine is prohibited to me because I become a nazir. Gemara has an interesting question. Can you become a nazir and, so to speak, not for the tape, keep your fingers crossed when you make the wine part? And the answer is definite maybe, right? If you're becoming a nazir, you are restricting yourself from wine. So if somebody takes that vow, if somebody does that as a kind of behavior modification, if I do what I'm supposed to, if I study for the test the way I'm supposed to, I'll get to drink. But if I don't do it, then I won't drink, or something like that. Says the Rambam, such person is a Rasha. Now that's not something you told us at Hilchos Deos. That's a Mishnah in the Nedarim, which calls such behavior mod type, you know, broad, you know, carrot and stick here. I need to do something, so I'll make myself a goal. If I do it, you know, I won't become a nazir. If I miss the deadline, that kind of thing is not the way to go. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. But then the Ram says, Aval hanoder l'Hashem derech kedosha, or derech kedusha, but if somebody makes this neder in a holy and proper way, hareze na'et mushubach. Good job. Again, put that with Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel. Forget Mor Nebuchadnezzar. Will the real Rambam please stand up? That's a Stirah Gluya. Oh, you know that show anyway. That's again from my childhood in the late Middle Ages. Good. Anyway, what's my line? Anyway, so Rambam is saying here, he's getting more specific, and he's saying, don't use it as a behavioral carrot and stick type of system. But if you have the right idea in mind, what do you think the right idea in mind? What do you think Derech Kedusha means here in Hilchot Nezihut? What's the right reason to become a Nazir? Yeah, maybe what he said in Mor Nebuchadnezzar, Midat HaHistapkut, you're doing it to be a better person. You're not doing it, you know, as some kind of temporal carrot and stick. You really want to be frum. It's a frumkeit. You have good intentions. Derech Kedusha, Derech Kedusha. It's holy. Right? You win a prize. And he goes on. That's again in the Parsha of Nazir. The Rambam transfers that part of the Parsha onto him. So Rambam's again splitting his ticket. Now we have a real problem. And he quotes a further pasuk, just to put the icing on the cake here. V'shiklo hakatuv kinavi. A Nazir who has the right intentions is the same as equal to a Navi. And the Pasuk says so. Shne'emar, Pasuk in Amos Perek Bet, Va'akim mibnechem l'neviyim, u'mibachurechem l'nezirim. I'm going to make your children neviyim and nezirim. You're going to have a lot of holy Jews, says God to Amos. Things will get better. People will do tshuva. It's all going to work out. Now we have a real problem. Right? Because in Hilchos Deos Perek Gimel, he doesn't tell you it depends why you're becoming a Nazir. He says, stay away. Here, in Hilchos Nezirus, he harbors a very sweet spot for people who are doing Nezirus properly. So why didn't he tell us that in Perek Gimel? And why did he tell us what he tells in Perek Yud? Little problem? Little problem. Hold the problem. While we're thinking about the problem in the Rambam, there's two ways to solve a problem in the Rambam. Either you can think about the Rambam a lot, and that sometimes works, or you can think about something else. I don't mean, you know, dinner, but yet. But think about something else, and that may illuminate the Rambam. So here, we're going to think about the Ramban. You got me? Right? We Americans can get away with this. Rambam, or at least Yeshiva Bachram. Rambam, Ramban. Here in this country, Rambam, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Ramban, and you can't tell. We can tell. Rambam Milel, Ramban Milra. Okay. That Americanism you can copy if you'd like, unless you don't get permission. Anyway. Okay. What does the Ramban say about Nazirus? Well, to put it mildly, the Ramban, Nachmanides, right? There's Maimonides, Nachmanides, Euromonides, no, Gerasonides, anyway. Ides means son of in Greek, right? So Maimon is son of Maimon, that's how it goes. Anyway, good. So Moshe ben Nachman the Ramban, in the parasha of Nazir in Naso, and in case you missed it, in the more famous Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, right, the famous Ramban, positively loves people who become Nizirim. Not that he's recommending it to all, but from him you will never hear a discouraging word. And it will be helpful because I think it might tell us what the Rambam is thinking, right? The Rambam, we have a stira. We have Rambam and Hilchos Deo saying, not a good idea, self-restriction. Rambam and Hilchos Nazirus saying, a fine idea as long as it's not undertaken in a kind of a surface behavioral carrot and stick way. Moreh Nevuchim seems to say something like that too, perhaps. Look at the Ramban. In both places, he just thinks the Nazir is the greatest. Look at the one first in Parshas Nazir. The Ramban explains inexplicably, as I'll show you, the reason that the Nazir brings a Korban Chatos when he finishes his term. Why is there a sin offering? Sounds like there's some part of sin. Ramban says, absolutely not. He says, lo nitparesh. It's not clear in Chazal. The alderech ha-pshat, not secrets. Pshat, the simple interpretation Ramban says is, hold on to your seats here, folks, ki ha'ish hazeh chotei nafsho bimlot ha-nezirut. Against what everyone else thinks, the sin offering is not, as the Rambam had said, because he achieved Nizirut by staying away from wine, something is missing, lo dayecha masha asra Torah. To the contrary, why does did you catch this, Ramban? Why does he bring a sin offering when he finishes his Nizirut? Because he finished. He should have stayed a Nazir. Nazir is a great state. Ki hu atan nazir, the printed Ramban, biktu shatova avodat Hashem, right? Nazir means a separatist. So the way it's worded, printed, Rabbi Chevel gives both texts. You'll see the Nusach Acher in a second. We'll do both. For now, when he's a Nazir, he's enclosed in his Kedusha. He's losing Kedusha when he undoes his Nizirut, when he completes his Nizirut. He should have stayed there. And even according to the other reading, it's interesting. Kihu atan nazir mikdushato. When he comes back away from Nazirut, he's coming away from Kedusha. Same intention, whatever the correct reading is. And he says it explicitly now, folks. Vira'ui hayalo shiazir le'olam. Wow. He should have been a Nazir forever. And so it's returning to the Havlei Olam Hazeh, the Tumat Olam Hazeh, the physical Olam Hazeh completely, that's the fate. That's not what the Ramban is saying, for sure. But wow, that's the Ramban going, whoo. V'yamod kol yamav nazir v'kadosh alakav, kinyan shenemar. Oh, the Ramban knows the same Tanakh as the Rambam. Here he quotes the Pasuk, v'akim ibnechim levim v'afrechim nazirim. In almost Beis it does say, having your children be nazirim is akin to having your children be nevim. Who wouldn't vote that way? But the Ramban votes that way all the time. We have no stira here at all. And now comes just the coup de grace. There's a little miscopy there. He has to bring a korban because he needs a kapara. He needs expiation for coming back to defile himself in the pleasures of the world. It's that re-entry at some line. This is such a tough, it's such an interesting and tough Ramban that Rabbeinu Bechaya ben Osher, Rabbeinu Bechaya al-HaTorah, who's a student of the Ramban, says, I don't know where the Ramban is getting this from. In Nigleh, in, you know, regular Torah learning, there is no chatat l'haba. You never bring a sin offering prospectively. You do a sin, even a little one, there's a chatat, right? Even the childbirth question and so on, what happened there? You have to come up with some little problem, something. You don't bring a chatat, I'm going to be doing something wrong, it's something you did. That's a neglect. And Rabbeinu Bafia, who knows Torah HaSod very well, says, and I don't know where he's getting this in Nistar either. Nobody ever heard of this Ramban. The answer is, Ramban just thinks that Nizirut and anything similar, Nivrei Isur, is a wonderful way to be. Somebody said before, the Rambam doesn't want you to do it L'chatchila. The Ramban does, mamash. And if you look at the famous Ramban in Parshat Kedoshim, in the midst of all the other very important things that he says we should stay away from, Prishut min hamutarot, stay away from things that are permitted. So the most important part of that Ramban is not to fress and not to run one's mouth and say inappropriate words and so on. Just because you can talk doesn't mean you must. And just because you can speak words doesn't mean you should say inappropriate words and so on. That's the most important part of the Ramban for us. But there's a punchline here. Again, the Ramban says, Yikadesh atzmo min hayayin b'miyuto. Stay away from wine completely. Yafrish atzmo min hatumah. He says these are the ways to be. Ukemosh nikra hanazir kadosh. This causes holiness. And at the end of this section, I cut out a few lines. Yikadesh atzmo b'zeh ad shagia l'prishut. It's good to diminish physicality. Whether it's wine, whether it's meat, all the things the Rambam Hilchos said don't do, the Ramban is saying, yes, do. Machloket gedolah, whatever the Rambam means in his two places or three places, machloket gedolah bein haramban v'harambam. And he concludes this piece, and this part not everybody always gets to in Parash Kedoshim, v'tam ha-katuv sh'amar ki kadosh Hashem elokechem, ani Hashem elokechem, kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh, Lomar sha'anachnu nizkeh ledafka bo b'yotenu kedoshim. According to the Ramban, why is he so hepped up on physical denial? It's kedusha, and kedusha leads to dveikut. For the Ramban, dveikut is a technical and somewhat mystical concept, cleaving to God. The Ramban talks, for example, in Sefer Bereishit, a couple of places, once very explicitly, about what Adam and Chava would have eaten had they not been thrown out of the Gan Eden. Right? When they got thrown out, they had to eat animals, and the animals in turn wanted to sometimes eat them. They became what we call carnivores. Not carnivores, but carnivores, right. What would Adam and Chava have been had they not been thrown out of that? What would they have eaten, according to Ramban? Anybody know? Salad. Four-legged animals eat the grass on the ground. The two-legged Homo sapiens eat the trees, even the bark, tasted like the fruit. Fruit, vegetables, no meat. Not here preaching vegetarianism. No meat. Why? Not just the less you eat, the better you are. Good for me too. But the less physical you are, the closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu you are. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu eat? Zippo. What do Chazal, the Gemara and Yuma, what do they call mun? Lechem Abirim, the breakfast of champions. That's what the angels ate, perhaps. Why did the angels eat it? And what's so special about mun? According to the Gemara, it's not secreted. It goes in, but it doesn't come out. That whole system, all of that physicality, removes you from Dveikut Bashem. So for the Ramban, Nizirut is, and Nidrei Yisr, are a way of achieving Dveikut. And therefore, no matter why you swear off, again, you shouldn't still carrot and stick it. You shouldn't swear off eating because you haven't finished your exam. But according to Ramban, no matter why a person chooses not to eat something or to stay away from something, whether officially as a Nazir, Kadosh, the Nazir brings a carbon chatos because he's stopping to be a Nazir. Chidush Gadol. Now that's certainly not the Rambam's position, right? The Rambam is certainly much more mixed than that. And now, I'd like to show you one more Rambam. Now that we've gotten the Ramban in play, and we know exactly what he holds, there's no stira, there's no contradiction. Scratch the Ramban on Nezirut, Nidrei Yisr, and Dveikut, and he'll say the same thing each time. Let's see if we can solve our Rambam in time for dinner, too. Good. Look at the Rambam on the left-hand side. Perek, I've been holding out on you. Perek Yud-Gimel Mehilchot Nedarim Halacha Chaf Gimel. It's a pretty long Rambam, longer than most Rambams, and there's a reason for this. Same side, the left-hand column, bottom of the left hand, right before the little break in the... I should put on numbers here. Don't get lost on the roadmap. Mishinadar Nedarim, let's put this Rambam into the system. I think this will solve all our problems. Mishnadar Nedarim Kidei Lechonein Deotav Uletakein Ma'asav. And watch this carefully. Harezen Da'er Umshubach. Whoever undertakes the darim in order to was lechonein deotav, correct his thinking, right? And letakein ma'asav, correct his actions. So to make corrections, na'e umshubach. That's good. Here we go again. It's the good part of the Rama. But think, folks, what does it mean lechonein deotav letakein ma'asav? Not just the translation, but the full connotation. In case you're wondering, the Rambam uncharacteristically goes through no fewer than four examples of what he means. The Rambam never gives four examples, he barely gives one. If you get two, call it a holiday. Right? The Rambam expects you to understand from what he wrote the first time. Here he gives four examples. Ketzad. One. Mishaya Zolel Vesove. The Asar HaBasar Alav Shana Ushtai. Not talking about God forbid someone with an eating disorder. Somebody who just enjoys it much too much and doesn't have to. And says, you know what? I'm going to make a vow to restrict my meat intake. I got to get off of this. Again, not for health reasons only and not psychological issues. Somebody just, you know, not doing the right thing. Ram says, that's excellent. Omisha hayar shoget b'yayin, somebody who was reckless with wine. V'asar hayayin al-tzmoz man merubah. Interesting. Meat, a year or two. Wine, duration. Ram's a teetotaler, right? But again, I have a problem. A person who partakes too much takes a neder not to partake. That's na'e umshubach. That's lechatchila. That's excellent, right? O sha'asar hashikrut la'olam. Again, I'll never get drunk again. Ram says, attaboy, or attagirl, go for it. V'chein misha hayerodev shalmonim. Somebody who is too into payments, receiving payments. V'nivhala home. Says, you know what? I'm going to try to stay away a little bit. Got to make a living. Not talking about being a pauper. V'asar latzmo hamatanot. Said, you know what? I'll make what I'm supposed to make. People give me extra things. Freebies. I'll swear off freebies. I got to get out of this vicious cycle. O hanayat anshe medina zo. Or he restricts his activities, economic activities. Again, not to make a living. We're not talking about somebody with psychological trauma, but a person who's gone too far. Last one is very interesting. So look how many examples. Somebody who's too proud of the way that he looked, too taken with his appearance. V'nadar b'nazir, and he makes himself a nazir. How does becoming a nazir help if you have a problem with too nice looks? Right, because at the end of the nazir, what happens? So again, in the late Middle Ages, the show was Kojak. Buzz cut, right? They made you bald, right? So if the person, you know, you're so vain, I don't know, something like that, which I meant from misspent youth, right? If they got to get rid of the hair, see, I don't have that problem, I got rid of it. So that will, you're not going to look at your lovely locks in the mirror anymore. And in fact, by the way, folks, this last case is taken from a Gemara in the Darn below, which we won't read now, but let me just mention it. Rabbi Shimon, who didn't like Nazirah, said, I participated in one chatas korban of a Nazir. Says there was a nice young man who looked in a boa, he looked in a puddle. Right? How did you look in a mirror in the Talmudic period? You didn't. You looked at a puddle and you saw your reflection. And he says, I became a Nazir because I realized I'm looking at myself and saying, you are the handsomest fellow alive. And I said, you know what? And again, he became a Nazir. Reb Shimon says, that's a good Nazir. That Nazir I'll participate in. Rashi explains it exactly that way. So the Ram sums up, Kulam derech avodala shemhein ubenedarim eil v'kayotze bahem amru chachamim siyag v'pishut nedarim. The Pirkei Avos just worded backwards. Tell me how this Rambam solves our whole problem with the Rambam's folks. How does this Rambam, what is he doing here methodologically? And how does this solve our entire crisis that I created before supper? How does this Rambam solve the problem? This is the money Rambam here. what kind of nizirus or what kind of nidrei iser are good for the Ram? Not just good, lechatchila good, na'em shubach. Under what circumstances? Not just change behavior, say it even more strongly. You're saying it between all of you, where the person has a particular behavioral problem, that's why the Torah created Parshas Nazir Unidarim Nidrei Yisr. The Rambam can't deny that these are Parshiot in the Torah. There are whole halachot here. The Ramban says everybody could try being a Nazir if they really wanted to, or other such restrictions, because that leads to Prishut, Devekut. That's part of Ramban's spirituality. The Rambam in Hilchos Deah says, no, that's not the way to be a good spiritual Jew lechatchila. There are problems in the world, I'll become a Nazir. No. In Hilchos Deah he says, no. But what does he say in Hilchos Nedarim? Four examples. Mi shema dar nedarim kidei lechonein del tav l'takein masav. What's the empirical translation of those terms? When is it appropriate to make these nedarim? When I have a problem that needs to be fixed. For the Rambam, yes, neder, and yes, nozir is a parashah lechatchila in the Torah, but only if you have a problem. So if I have no specific behavioral problem, as was suggested, and you're reading Hilchos Deos, and you say, you know, I'd like to do something frum. The Rambam says, don't touch that nozir button, that's not for you. Don't touch that nedarim button. If, however, you have a particular issue, and he gives you four examples, the fresser, the drinker, whatever the example is, then you ought to consider, the Torah gives you those parshas. The Torah says, don't solve your problem out of system, solve your problem in the Torah system. Got it? Major machlokas. And that explains Mor Nevuchim beautifully too, right? The concept is to teach midata histapkut. But you don't apply for this concept unless you have a particular problem. And by the way, folks, just a word about the order of Mishneh Torah. Where is Hilchos Deos in Mishneh Torah? I know this is an unfair question, but it's one you probably could know. Where is Hilchos Deos located in Mishneh Torah? How far towards the front or back? Very close to the front, right? Right after Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, right? How God operates, Yesod HaTorah, man's thinking, right up front. So if you're reading the Rambam to get a general hashkafa, and you say, let's look up under Nun for Nazir, the Rambam says, Nun for no thank you, right? Not now. Probably doesn't say that, but he might, right? However, if you're looking under problem solving in Hilchos Nedarim and Nazirus, which come later in Mishneh Torah, if that's where you're looking for cause, seek and you shall find. And by the way, let me just reread with you Perek Yud of Hilchos Nazirus Halacha Yud Dalet. We now can read that Rambam better. That Rambam doesn't contradict Hilchos Deos at all either. Ha'omer Harei Nozir Me'esekach V'kach Lo Esekach. To use it as a simple behavioral mod, I have a problem playing baseball, so therefore I won't eat, you know, I like baseball too much, so therefore I won't drink wine. That's not going to work, right? I have a homework problem. That's not going to work, right? That's not the way to go. That's Nidrei Rishoyim. Aval Hanoder Hashem Derech Kedosha or Derech Kedusha. What is that? That's Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel. Kedei Lechonein Deo Tav L'Takein Ma'asav. And I'll let you know a little secret for those who are keeping score. Hilchos Nazirus comes right after Hilchos Nedarim. So somebody who's looking at Hilchos Nazirus here knows that the Rambam already said Hilchos Nedarim. And that's why he bombs to give you four examples. And that's why he's very clear and very specific. So the punchline, and we'll take it one small step further on the other side, the punchline is, for Ramban, Nazirus is a lechatchila. He doesn't mean we should all try it, and Nidrei Yisr. But he says, think about it. There's value here. Nazir mikdu shato. If you look at the way the Torah constructed the zeros, this korban is about coming back. Letamei b'tavot ta'olam. Stay away. Prishut leads to veikut. That's the Ramban's lechatchila philosophy. The Rambam, on the other hand, says no such thing. He says the Torah's parsha. It's interesting. The Torah's parsha of Nazirus and Nidrei Yisr is lechatchila for whom? only somebody who has particular issues or problems. For them, it's a great etzah. It's lechatchila ad ma'od. But for somebody who's looking just to do good things in Hilchos Deos, don't come on to this. It's a very interesting way of handling the mixed message of Nazirus. Now, what I left for you on the backside are a couple of things. Let me just hint at it now. First of all, to some extent, this machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban is a machloket, to some extent, between Jewish philosophy and Jewish mysticism, to some extent. I don't mean that every Jewish mystic, Kabbalist, is an ascetic, and every philosopher isn't, because the truth is the philosophers aren't much fun either. But, in terms of what they want you to do. But, the fact of the matter is that as you go philosophy, Kabbalah, you will see this same kind of approach to the Nedarim and Nidrei Yisro. So what I gave you in my scroll, that I won't read now, I think there are no dyslexic typos here, Binyamin of Tudela, who traveled in the 12th century, at the very same time the Ram was living, a little before the Ramban. Ramban was in the 13th century mostly, born in 1194. Binyamin Tudela visits Lunel in southern France, and he talks about people, Asher HaParush, who are Purushim. They don't eat meat, they don't drink wine, they learn Torah. Again, they're not ascetics to be ascetics, because the Ramban doesn't want that either, and we should be very clear. They're ascetics with a cause. They would like to achieve Dveikut Bashem, whether that's through Torah, or whether that's through some other means. And there are other examples of mystical texts which do exactly the same thing. Also, very nifty in the middle there, at the end of Maseches Sota, there's something called Brice there, Pinchas Ben Yoyer. It appears both there on the last daf of Sota, and in Avodah Zarah daf Chaf Mabez as well. And this Brice says, at one point, that Precious Mevi'ali Dei Kedusha, talking about how one good midah begets another, right? Zahirus Mevi'ali Dei Zrizus Mevi'ali Dei Zahirus, all kinds of good midos and how one follows from the other. So the printed version that we have here says that Precious, staying away from things, leads to Kedusha. There's another version of this, I gave it to you in my scroll, that Precious leads to Tahara, to purity. I can't prove to you that the Ramban had one girsa and the Ram had another, but just work with me for a second. What does it mean? What's the difference between Precious? Again, Precious means separatism, staying away from things, right? Pietism in that kind of staying away sense. What's the difference between Precious Mevi'ali Dei Kedusha and Precious Mevi'ali Dei Tahara? Sounds very similar. It leads to Kedusha, it leads to Tahara. What's the difference in who would hold what, ostensibly? What's the difference between Kedusha and Tahara? I know we say Andavidik, Bikdusha, Vitahara, they're almost synonymous, but there's a difference. Tahara presumes what?
I think Rambam's view.
Yes, that would be Rambam's view. I can't prove it to you. Why? Purification means there was a tumah that has to be not glossed over, but rectified. Right? Tahara presumes there was a tumah. For the Rambam, Precious, staying away, Nidrei Isser, is to solve a real problem. Not as a strategy, not as a sort of an idea. It's got to solve a real problem. For the Ramban, Precious Mevi'ali Dei Kedusha, Kedusha Tiyu. It's a lechatchila strategy to, you know, hit the top. Tahara is very high too, but it's of a different realm. Yes? On the other hand, one question the Rambam might be left with, how does he learn that pasuk in Amos? That pasuk is a killer, right? The Ramban is taking that one all the way to the bank. The mission of Nedarim Siagla Precious, Nedarim helps you keep away from things, the Ram can learn. He said, that's for the person who needs it. So he can learn that. Don't try this at home if you're a beginner. But if you have a real problem, God forbid, you need Nedarim. And that's the beauty of those things. The Torah has a cure for whatever ails you, right? Whatever problems you have. But what do you do with this pasuk? The pasuk says, almost says, the bracha to Bnei Yisrael is, I'm going to make your children Nevi'im and Nazirim. Some bracha, according to the Rambam. I'll get them into trouble and pull them out. I mean, that's not a very good bracha. You know, we'll have a car crash and everybody will come out okay. That's not a good bracha, metaphysically, right? So if you look at the Radak that I quoted for you here, The Radak has a chap. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but as you know, the Radak follows the Rambam's rationalism quite a bit. Radak is one of Rambam's best friends in terms of how he learns the psukim in a rationalistic way. And the Radak, if you look carefully, says as follows: I will make some of your children into Nevi'im. Right? That's a very high reward. And your young men, your Bachurim, will be Nizirim. Not literally Nazarites. Not that they'll take an oath of Nazirus. Says Radak, you'll follow it, folks, I'm not making this up. Young men, we don't know any like that, can carouse. They can like to experiment with drink. Young men are young men, right? They can be rowdy and sometimes more than rowdy. Klal Yisrael will have young men who are Nizirim. They'll be like perfect angels. Right? It doesn't mean that literally be Nizirim. It means they won't fall prey to what might be called their potential misspent youth. They'll stay away from drink. They'll stay away from other bad things. Not that young ladies have no problems, but young men have certain reputations, right, that precede them. They won't have that problem. So by learning it in this kind of general way, the Radak is showing how the Rambam would learn this pasuk. And finally, folks, since you've been very good, a very subtle point, again, I'll leave it to you to look at. You can even find halachic differences here as follows. This is a little tricky, but it's what we call a legal trick in my business. There are two tshuvas that I presented for you if you rotate. That was to keep you up, but you're up, so we're okay. Just finish up here. Two tshuvas. Basically, somebody wants to take, in the first case, Rimi Gash, who's a Rebbe of the Rambam's father. But the Rambam's father was the Rambam's main Rebbe. So when the Rimi Gash's tshuvas are reprinted, the people who sell these farms say, Rebbe of the Rambam. It's not unfair. The Rav used to say, or Salvation used to say, he hears adumbrations of the Rambam and the Rimi Gash. And after we looked up what that word meant, it means first formulations, we believed it. Anyway, he was the only European who swallowed a dictionary. We couldn't understand the word as he was saying it because it had a European accent, but we were forced to look up the words because he swallowed the dictionary whole. In any case, here you have a Shaila, somebody who wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he makes a neder not to eat meat, not to drink wine, till he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Rimi Gash says, and the Rimi Gash loves Eretz Yisrael, that's not the problem. The Rimi Gash basically says, what a terrible idea. And you know what that neder is worth? Zero. Have a Hataras Nadar, get rid of it. Not because he doesn't want to encourage Aliyah, but because, right? That's vintage Rambam. Don't make Nadarim to solve your other problems, your existential life problems, even if it's Aliyah. Again, who's the Rimi Gash? The Rambam's Rebbe. So, birds of a feather are flocking together. Yes? If your name is Canophobia, which has something to do with birds, you like to say that. Anyway, the Rashba, on the other hand, is a direct student of the Ramban. Trick is to keep a straight face. If you have an he's a student of the Ramban, and he has, again, a Shaila, where somebody made up to learn with a Rebbe, and the Rebbe will teach them a lot, and Nebuch, the Talmidim, couldn't keep up. So now they're eating bread and water because they made a neder that if they don't learn this year, they're going to have to eat bread and water. Right? The Rashba, if you look carefully at his response, says, well, it really depends on what the person can take. If they can take the bread and water, then the neder stands. If they don't take the bread and water, wait a second. The person made a neder to do something. If you're the Rambam, what are you saying? Same thing as the first question. Throw it back. But if you're the Ramban, who looks at Ta'anios, Precious, any type of cutting back, you know, mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma, you therefore have to get out of this neder only in a much more delicate way. The Rashba's got to sort of say, if you can't stand it, if it'll hurt your learning, he's got to go like this and like this and like this to come up with an Eitzah in order to undo this neder. Again, the Rambamist, the Rambam's teacher, even for Eretz Yisrael, Nidorim are not the way to go. Nidrei Yisr, Nidorim, where you don't eat things because of it or partake, right? The student of the Rashba, of the Ramban, Rashba is also a Kabbalist of some note, right? They're much less quick to pull the plug on Nidrei Yisr because they see Nidrei Yisr as having some value. Nazirus itself might not be the way to go, but Nidrei Yisr, You always gain, according to the Ramban, by staying away. Right? There's a devekus here. You're being more godlike. You're being less physical. So, folks, final question for now. Who do we paskin like? And the answer is, since this is largely hashkafa, I want to say it very carefully, we can paskin like whom we want. So everybody says, I'm with the Rambam, good night. And I would agree with you, I would just say the following. I'm with the Rambam too. The Ramban is not living in a dream world, he's living in the Nachmanides world, which is not a dream world at all. It's a very, very high level world, just as the Ram's world is high level. I think that we have no problem accepting, is that the sign that the, okay, one more line, it's like the 5 o'clock bell. For that, you will need old takes. Yeah, for that, you will need old reruns of the Flintstones. But anyway, we can hold like the Rambam, no doubt about it. What we should take away from the Ramban, though, is Yesh Kazeh Chishuv, right? There is a notion of Devekus. Obviously, you can't do both of these approaches at the same time, but neither should we, I think, you know, now that Asar B'Tavis is over and it was a pretty quick tannis and all of that, there is value in considering the limits of physicality, L'shem Shamayim. There is value in suggesting that even if we are not completely godlike in our behavior, there's room to try to at least think about it. So, again, I don't get paid to push the Ramban, and I'm not really pushing the Ramban. I'm just suggesting if we look at the full richness of these shitot, perhaps we can change our views just a little bit too. Folks, you've been very good. Go to supper. Thank you very much. Okay. Turn this off. I don't know who's in charge of these. Oh, you got it? Okay. Good. Okay. Okay. How are you? All right? You coming home now? Or you staying for?
Yeah, 1 more week. Okay.
Oh my God, it's
I work for YU. You might have seen me because I'm...